If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 10. We'll begin there in a moment, Hebrews chapter 10, and we'll begin reading in verse 19 in a second. As was mentioned in the announcements, our gospel meeting is coming up. Beginning on Saturday, Brother Wayne Goforth is going to come and present us a series of lessons each weeknight and on the Lord's Day. And this is something that we should all be looking forward to. So I thought that I would use this opportunity to say a few words, read a passage to encourage us to really be a part of that effort, to make sure that we make preparations to be here each and every night. There's a saying that many of you have probably heard before, but it's visitors welcome and members are expected. And I think that's something that holds true, certainly for this week and this gospel meeting coming up. But I want to read this passage in Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 19 through 25 and then make a few comments on it. We're told there, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Here in this passage, the Hebrew writer is talking a little bit about the importance of drawing near to God, drawing near with the true heart. He talks about in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It's amazing to me how some put more importance over certain assemblies than others, and I think that's something that we've got to be careful not to do as Christians. As a congregation, we certainly have most of our members that attend those gospel meetings. We have very good attendance at the meetings, but I think it's something that we can always be reminded of. Here it doesn't say, don't forsake the assembling on Sunday mornings, or don't forsake the assembling when it's not a singing service. It says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And I believe that's talking about each and every time that we're assembled here to worship God. And with this gospel meeting coming up, it's certainly an obligation that we have to attend that meeting, to be here each and every night. We need to do our part in inviting others. It's an opportunity as a congregation that we have to spread God's word in this community. But if we don't get the word out, then we can't spread God's word as much as we might possibly could. There are things that come up throughout the week. Obviously, there are things that are out of our control that we might have to miss certain nights. So we need to do everything that we can to be here, to invite others. I know that at the end of each meeting week, I myself am physically exhausted. I'm sure everybody else here is too. It can make for a long week, especially with all our other obligations that we have with school, with work. I know the kids going to school and having all the homework that they have to do. When I was in school, I had basketball practice or baseball practice during meeting weeks, and then I come right from practice to services, and then I go home and have some homework to do. Not that I did it all the time, but at the end of the week, you can be kind of worn out physically. But how much more important is it to rejuvenate our spiritual mind and our spiritual mindedness, and to be uplifted and an encouragement in it is to be here each and every night and to hear God's word proclaimed, to be able to invite others to spread that word, and we need to make sure that we're here for each and every night of that and to be a part of that if we can. It also reminds me of a passage in Psalm 122 and verse 1. Psalm 122 and verse 1, where David says that he was glad when they said to him, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Coming to the house of the Lord, coming to worship God and to serve Him is something that we should be wanting to do. We should be looking forward to it. It's something that should be an encouragement to us. In Hebrews 10 and 25, as we just read in verse 25, we are to come together to exhort one another, so much more as we see the day approaching. And one of the reasons that we gather here is to encourage, to exhort each other, our fellow brethren, and to be to serve each other, to be an encouragement to each other. And that's something that we get to do each and every night this following week. So I encourage you to do all that you can to make plans to attend the meeting, to come and to serve God, to hear His word preached and proclaimed, and to invite as many as you can to come to it. And of course, we put this as a priority in our lives because it should be the most important thing. Because of the hope that we have as Christians, the hope of an eternal life in heaven, if we serve God and keep His commandments, and this is one of those things that we get to do that helps us to reach that goal of ours, which is heaven. And with that, we'd like to offer an invitation. There may be those tonight who don't have that hope just yet. But if you have heard the word, your heart has been pricked, the baptistry is ready for you to come forward to confess Christ and to be baptized. If there are those here who have had that hope but have faltered in some way and you would like to make that known to the congregation and ask for the prayers of the congregation, the help of the congregation, we make that opportunity available to you as well. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you would come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.